I could give you the moon. Baron wants to give his sister Layla the moon as a present. Wow, that's a big present. Too big a present story for me to tell you. So Fionn Jones is going to tell it. And do you know why? Because it was Fionn who wrote it. So let's rub our ears nice and clean and listen to If I Could Give You the Moon.
If I Could Give You the Moon. Every night before drifting off to sleep, Baron would whisper, "I love you," to the moon and back. His sister Layla would reply softly, "I love you," to the moon and back too. Their smiles would light up the room like sunshine. One night, as Baron looked over at his sleeping sister, he wished he really could give her the moon to show her how much he loved her. "If I wish hard enough," he said, "maybe the moon will come." He closed his eyes tight and wished so hard that it seemed the moon was whispering to him. Baron knew the world was full of magic, so he was hardly surprised when he opened his eyes and found the moon lying on the floor next to him. "I knew you would come," he squealed, bouncing from his bed. "Now let me wrap you up to give you to Layla. She deserves no less than the moon." As Baron started wrapping up the moon, another thought fluttered into his head. "To show how much I love Layla, I think I'd quite like to give her all the stars in the sky. Perhaps if I wish hard enough, the stars will come too." So, again, Baron closed his eyes and wished as hard as he could. Slowly, he peeled open one eye, and there, right next to the moon, were all the stars of the universe, a blanket of diamonds shining back at him. "Oh, it's a shame to wrap you all up," Baron mumbled to himself, "but you will make such a lovely gift." The stars spun around him, lighting up the room like a firework. He quickly jumped to grab them, cramming them into his pockets. There were so many stars, it took him all night to wrap them all up. As Baron finally stuck down the last piece of wrapping paper, he glanced out of the window and saw a rim of pale pink exploding on the horizon. Another thought weaved warmly into his head. "The moon and the stars are all very well, but the sun would make such a special gift. I wish that the sun would come." Baron squeezed his eyes shut and wished so hard everything started to spin. Ribbons of light started dancing on his face as the room was flooded with the most brilliant colours. Right there, next to the moon and the stars, was the sun with its whirlwind of yellows and golds. "Just perfect," he said. "Now let me wrap you up and the gift will be complete." Wrapping up the sun was a little trickier than he thought, but Baron was sure that it would be worth it. Once he had finished and the ribbon was tied, he grabbed hold of the gift and crept over to Layla's bedside. Baron took a deep breath and shouted, "Surprise!" Layla woke up and saw the glittering gift. Her smile was as wide as the morning sky. "So beautiful," she gasped, ripping apart the wrapping paper. "I wanted you to know that I love you more than the stars, the sun and the moon," said Baron. "So here they are, just for you." Layla leant over to give her brother a warm hug. Her eyes sparkled more brightly than even the sun and the stars. "I love you too, and I love your gift. But Baron, I don't need gifts to know how much you love me. Even when you're not with me, I feel it deep in my heart." Layla told Baron to look out the window, and she pointed to the empty black sky. The darkness was as heavy as a thick fog. "The stars, the sun and the moon shine so brightly that they can't stay with us. If they go back to where they belong, we can both see them no matter where we are. Then we will both know that we are thinking of each other." Baron snuggled closer into Layla's arms and felt her warm breath on his cheek. "You don't need to give me anything to show me your love, because your love is part of me for always." The little brother and sister held hands and closed their eyes tight. They both wished as hard as they possibly could. When they looked outside again, the streets were bathed with magical silvery light that twinkled over the world. They're all shining together, Baron shrieked. Shining just for us, whispered Layla. She glanced over at her brother, his face a soft silhouette. I'm going to keep this memory forever, she smiled. Me too, Baron promised, squeezing her hand. Baron and Layla always remembered the day the sun, the moon, and the stars shone together just for them. And every night, wherever they were, they whispered the words that would never change. I love you, to the moon and back.
Now you have heard the story, you can see Baron and Layla, because they are in a book, If I Could Give You the Moon, it's called, which is full of lovely colours and pictures. And you can get the book from Fionn. Her address is in the show notes. Ask your mummy to have a look.